This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Starting off the week, wow, coming off of a pretty exciting weekend in many ways. A lot of the conversation was over a horse, over what's happening to health care, and a part of it, of course, also was about the weather. You know, it wouldn't be America Tonight if somehow we were not talking about the weather somewhere, whether it's unusually warm, whether it's whether we're talking about some kind of, you know, crazy storm, whatever it might be. I feel a little shell-shocked myself, and some of you can relate to this that have gone through the whole hail thing. In the last couple of weeks, my neighborhood's been hit by hail like twice, and I'm saying the kind that could give you a concussion if you walked out of the door at the wrong time. Speaking of concussions, I bet sometimes he feels this way after everything that's going on in Washington, just getting battered around by constant news, 24/7, and then some. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, hey, you and I have talked about this before, but really, you now in the news world, it is 24/7 with this Trump administration, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I was going to say, I'm sorry to hear about your hail, but I am dealing with the, I guess, about 108th day of Hurricane Trump, and there was no sign of letting up. So that was going to be my kind of cheesy segue into that. And I apologize to your listeners.
Well, I enjoyed it, so maybe they did too. So here's the thing, 108 days. Of course, now it's about health care, and there was still the buzz from last week over that photograph of all white men in announcing in the Rose Garden. There were a few women, to be fair, peppered around, but you could barely see them announcing, of course, Congress about health care passing through that hurdle. I still think that's what people are talking about.
I mean, it certainly highlights the issue of the optics of it. This was, you know, something that the White House tried heavily to promote, and the wisdom of that really is kind of coming into question. You know, you have this bill that is, you know, very controversial. You have a lot of people giving up for the recess to try to confront their lawmakers over it. You have people just really kind of angry about it, and you give off a very celebratory mood, one that, as you noted, didn't really, you know, feature a diverse face. You know, had very few women in the long run. You know, I believe at one point Tom Price was pressed to defend it and was able to point to, you know, maybe one, you know, woman who was in the Trump administration and one other, you know, lawmaker who was a woman. But overall, it just kind of highlights the fact that this is something that is certainly scaring a lot of people, is already, you know, kind of teaming up to be a big issue in 2018. And while there may have been some immediate desire to, you know, portray this as a win for the Trump White House, show that they can at least kind of get something done, and perhaps even trick people into thinking that this was the actual repeal instead of the first step, this is ultimately something that's not going to be a, you know, boon for lawmakers by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I agree. So, again, we're always talking about wait and see, because now we got the whole Senate thing to go through. So it's not necessarily a slam dunk, right?
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, if it goes through the Senate, which is, you know, is going to, it's probably going to be weakened pretty significantly. It's going to look much different than what we saw in the House. And then, of course, it's going to have to go back to the lower chamber to be, you know, sort of reconciled. And the drama that existed before this passed still existed, you know, or still exists now. You know, there's still the Freedom Caucus, there's still the Moderates, and, you know, whatever the Senate puts forward, that's going to be subjected to the same kind of inter-party turmoil we saw just a few weeks ago. So, you know, there's really no clear path forward for this, or at least one that's not going to have a bruising fight that's going to make things even harder for congressional Republicans.
France has a new leader, and this was also something that was talked about, Trump congratulating him on Twitter, and apparently they're going to meet in Brussels. And this is not necessarily who people were thinking, that Marine Le Pen would be perhaps the right candidate, would have been the one that would have been voted in to France, but that's not the case. Now they got a centrist. So is there a conversation about that?
I mean, there certainly is. And, you know, as you mentioned, Trump is going to have sort of a sideline meeting with Emmanuel Macron in Brussels for the NATO summit that's coming up. But this is something that's, you know, pretty difficult. The Trump administration didn't necessarily come out and endorse Marine Le Pen, but Trump, you know, if you read between the lines, made it pretty clear that this was somebody who he was, if not rooting for, was, you know, actively sort of anticipating and being very comfortable facing. You know, he had delivered a tweet after the shooting on the Arc de Triomphe wherein he came out and said, you know, this is going to make things easier or that this is going to have a big impact on the French election. You know, obviously, if you look at the company Trump keeps, there's sort of the nationalist streak that's seen by Steve Bannon. You know, some of his endorsers have come out and supported some of the other far-right leaders in Europe. But this, in addition to, you know, a lesser-watched race in the Netherlands with Geert Wilders, who is sort of a Marine Le Pen-type figure who also ended up kind of crashing and burning in his election, shows that, you know, despite these sort of gains that we've seen for this sort of new wing of international, international nationalism, which is a oxymoron in itself, it doesn't necessarily seem to be, you know, a guarantee. This is a major defeat for that sort of movement in France. We saw a major defeat in the Netherlands. And right now, you know, there's a lot of people going into future races in Europe who are very aware of what happened in the UK, what happened in the US, and could very well be, you know, casting their votes in response to that.
Yeah, boy, interesting times, that's for sure. And then, of course, this, and this is big for people listening because we're keeping an eye on the Middle East, this new report saying the U.S. is planning major military expansion in Afghanistan. Is that right?
I mean, yeah, this is something that I'm sure we probably could have seen coming on in the early days of the Trump administration. He had on the campaign trail given sort of an American first type vibe, but underneath that there was always this critique of a lack of will to get things done, this sort of call for a huge military buildup. And, you know, ultimately not many people really believe that this is going to be a buildup without any actual desire to do anything with it. And this is, you know, sort of a reflection of that. In addition to that, we also have the news coming in today that the ISIS leader in Afghanistan was killed by a recent, you know, strike. This is coming on the heels of the use of the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan as well. Or maybe not Afghanistan, I'm sorry. But also just kind of shows that this is an administration that may be publicly preaching in, you know, America first and isolationism, but is also certainly moving towards a more, you know, confrontational foreign policy when it comes to the Middle East.
Yeah, wow. All right, Justin Duckham, I think you need some sleep. What do you get, 5 hours a night?
More than enough. No, I need some sleep. But thank you so much for having me, as always. And, enjoy the hail. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you. So, once again, Justin Duckham always makes it interesting, I think, when he joins us. And I can convince with him as we have spent some time together on roads and whatnot. Hang with us. Coming back on the flip side, we've got your letters. That's right. We're going to hit the mailbag. Thank you for all of that. And remember, you can always hit me up at americatonight.net or give us a call if you want to weigh in. 855-266-5283. Healthcare, how you feeling about it? Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
As always, thanks so much for your thoughts. As you send me so many emails, I say this all the time. America Tonight, if it were an actual mail room, I would drown in the amount of pieces of actual letters and notes and whatnot that we get to this show. So without further ado, let's jump to the mailbag.
Mail time.
All right, this one is from Harry. And Harry says, Katie, good to connect with you. I hope you read my email on the air. You know, what's really interesting to me is that the whole EpiPen debate. I have a young granddaughter who has to have an EpiPen. And if you remember all the nonsense over the price of the EpiPen and how ridiculous it is, it was funny that I saw this new study that came out that was published that says one of the ingredients in EpiPen is pretty potent, that it's got something that's, of course, akin to adrenaline, and it helps relax the muscles. That's why it opens the airwaves. But it does say that it, despite whatever the expiration date is, that a lot of that EpiPen will remain even 2 years later. Of course, it doesn't excuse what that company did in gouging people to death, having it go up 400% or so since the mid-2000s. And again, as the grandfather of a child who has to rely on EpiPens, there's no way around it. Kids need them that have an allergy potential or asthma
or some other problem, so you've got to figure out a way to afford it. And I think it was just ridiculous what happened with these things. And now there's other backups, I think, that are safe and effective and not quite as expensive as the Mylan ones, even though I guess they reduce them, the cost of them, somewhat. Yeah, that was the outrage of the of all time, wasn't it? That Mylan does have a generic version, and the generic version has made the pens really cheap for a lot of families. But if you need a whole bunch, you can get a couple of pens, but if you need additional ones, they're like $300. The actual price to avoid paying, you know, if you don't get the generic one and you get the name one, it's $600. And, you know, some schools purchase EpiPens, and some require students to provide their own and register them with the nurse's office. I have a niece that's got a peanut allergy, and that's a tough one because it could be life-threatening for her. And sometimes peanuts appear in things that don't seem as obvious. So she has to have an EpiPen. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I guess it's a good thing that that if it expires, it still has some juice in it, but that doesn't help the people have to shell out the $600, you know, to get it, and then can barely afford it. But all right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Mac, and Mac says, "Hey, Kate, this deal with healthcare, I agree with you. I never get tired of hearing you say, we'll wait and see, because we will wait and see. You're right. You can look in the crystal ball. You have introduced us to lots of congresspeople and senators over the years. You have looked at all angles of healthcare. You saw what the Democrats promised and then never fixed. And now the concern is, will the Republicans do the same thing? Hey, this goes through, but geez, we're going to tweak it. Then what happens when they don't tweak it? And who falls victim here? I think the outrageous premiums and the lack of coverage is what really cripples people. Well, of course, that's why the pre-existing conditions, but then the amount of money you have to pay is the key. You know, people rushing to get operations because then their insurance won't cover it, or their insurance doesn't cover whatever the treatment is. I mean, you know, we've played this tune before many, many times. You're absolutely right. And so, and once again, we come back and agree on the same thing. There's no way to definitely know. You can ask a million questions. I have. We've had a million different people on this show. Maybe a slight exaggeration, a lot of people on this show. And look at all the angles. But the bottom line is there is no. All right, how about this one from Benj? Kate, the floods that have hit in Mississippi, sister, are just brutal. I think I had to get out a canoe almost over the weekend with the heavy rain that slammed down on my little neighborhood. It was pretty brutal. We had a river that overflowed, and you know what that means. It means the pictures look horrific, and it is scary, and you see a lot of water every place you look. But it was flooding, not as bad as some others. Like I heard Arkansas was pretty bad, that Arkansas got flooded. And that's the thing. In St. Louis, they had floods, and we had floods in Mississippi. And, boy, in my newspaper, they had a kid walking in a flooded neighborhood. Just had his boots on, walking through the neighborhood. It was bad. I saw a lot of pictures and video in Missouri, in Mississippi, in New York City. Penn Station just was a wreck with rain. It was raining inside Penn Station. In fact, the mass transit there, which is huge, they had to delay it and temporarily close Penn Station. Because you had so many people there was just so many problems. You know, there was water up to people's shins, and it was pretty pretty brutal in New York City. So the floods, either it was overtaking the train and the platform, or it was overtaking the planes somewhere in, you know, like I said, Missouri. How about this one from Brad, who says, Kate, this is kind of a curveball for you, but I don't know if you saw that the great James Patterson and Bill Clinton are actually writing a novel. Yeah, he's teaming up with him. It kind of makes sense. James Patterson is like the king of pulp. I don't, this guy has a ridiculous amount of books out. I'm serious. I think he just thinks about it. I think I'll write this book, and then he writes it. And he's written a ton of crime books. But he also has done young adult books, and he's teamed up with other people and put out books. I mean, yeah, it's him, you know, teaming up with Clinton, and the book is called The President is, I don't know, it's not a surprise, I guess, because that's what he does. I mean, that's what he does. He's a storyteller, James Patterson, and when people tell him the story, he knows how to spit that back out. All right, how about this one? This one is from Clementine. I like that name, Clementine. Kate, after listening to you talk about some of the things that are going on in the airlines and your experiences traveling the last couple of weeks, boy, it certainly does not make me excited about traveling. The doctor that got ripped down the aisle, the fight in the cabin, a crying mother, a dead rabbit. What is next? What are the customer complaints like? I don't know. It's interesting because the Department of Transportation, they track customer complaints, and they say they're down more than 11%. I don't know. A passenger asked to leave a plane. Sometimes that's not even reported, but, you know, the thing with the doctor, we all know, yeah, that's just not working. And everybody has a camera. See, that's the thing. So any incident, you've got immediately some kind of a smartphone camera. Boom, those iPhones are up. It gets shared forever on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. So sharing the evidence of what happens and the awareness of it is a lot different than how it used to be. It used to be word of mouth what happened. I mean, if you think 80% of Americans have a smartphone, half have a tablet, how many connected devices are there with the ability to quickly upload and share what you capture? Woo! Staggering. We're diving back into the headlines on the flip side here in America Tonight.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Driving around the other day, and I started to look, and I thought, wow, gas is dumping down. So I don't know what it is where you live, but I saw gas for $2.19. Memorial Day, usually what happens is gas prices sometimes will fall. And that has happened. So the Energy Information Administration was proud to report that the nationwide averages, you ready for this, $2.37. Of course, if you live in L.A., you live in Chicago, you live in New York, you're going to be paying more pennies than that. Yeah, I couldn't believe the price of gas every time I'd be in and out of Chicago. And in Los Angeles, we've got some friends that live in L.A. You know, L.A. is just a sprawl, right? So there's all these different suburbs. And you crawl to those suburbs and you pay for that gas. I guarantee no one's looking at $2.41 in Los Angeles. So, yeah, you know, it's funny. I was thinking back in my mind when I was living back east in 2002, 2001, gas. Oh, it was crawling up so high. And I think the high water mark for most people is you hit $4 and people freak. $4, we're talking about carpooling. How can we cut our errand runs and whatever it is? So we're not in that situation. Gas is falling, and even if in those other places I mentioned, it's still much higher. It's cheaper than $4. Mm-hmm. All right, another interesting headline was this headline. Remember Richard Simmons? You know Richard Simmons, the exercise guru. It's like he disappeared, and there was kind of this Where Was Waldo moment, and everybody was asking where was Richard Simmons. Well, he is back, and a libel suit was filed in L.A. Superior Court. He's calling out the National Enquirer for publishing what he's calling cruel and malicious articles about him transitioning from male to female, stories appearing from June 2016 through March 17th. There were some headlines about Simmons' shocking sex surgery. And he says he's denying it. He says no, no, and no. So he is suing the National Enquirer. See, a lot of times, I mean, and who knows what the deal is there, but they can get away with it because it's this process, as we know in the courts, you're there forever. You're just going round in a circle, ring around the rosy, and shelling out cash to whoever the attorney is. But he's got a little cash that he can wait it out, and so he's going for it. There have been other people that have sued the National Enquirer for various stories and won, but it's usually this arduous journey. It's never lickety-split. I mentioned the airlines before. The favorite thing to talk about at the water cooler these days, if it's not our lousy health care and what's going to happen with health care, it's what's happening on the planes. Even if you haven't flown in a long time, you're still talking about what is going on in air travel. How about the giant rabbit? I kind of breezed over this, but this giant rabbit might have died while locked in a freezer after a United flight. What? It's this 3-foot giant rabbit. He died last month. He was coming in from London. He might have mistakenly been placed in a freezer by an airline employee. Oh, do not put rabbits in freezers unless they're chocolate ones that are left over from Easter. And this was an expensive rabbit that was bought by an Iowa-based group with hopes that he could win the Iowa State Fair's biggest rabbit contest in August, and that he would help raise money for the fair and the Blue Ribbon Foundation and yada yada. But he never made it that far. He was frozen. The frozen unchosen. The giant rabbit was found dead in that following a United flight from London to Chicago. So they're demanding an investigation, and inadvertently, he might have been locked up in a freezer for 16 hours, so of course that's going to kill him. Oh, you know what? Not a fan of the rabbit normally, because there's so many rabbits all over my neighborhood, it's ridiculous. If you drive down the road at night, you think, where have I landed? Is this a Stephen King movie? But looking at this giant rabbit, it makes me sad for the rabbit. Whoops. That's an expensive accident, and I think they're going to be able to prove that. So it doesn't bring the rabbit back, and it upsets everybody surrounding the whole story. But somebody's going to get some money. Bottom line, somebody is getting some money for that one. All right, this is a huge story. Huge, and I love this story, to be honest. Finally in Phoenix, I was just there. Well, yes, it's been a year. But they were talking about this then, the serial killer, the mysterious serial killer. Police say they've arrested and charged this guy, suspected of being the serial killer, of fatally shooting 9 people, 7 last year, wounding others in attacks that terrorized a Latino Phoenix neighborhood because, you know, they had no idea. They had no idea what was going on. It reminded me of Washington, D.C., and this was in the early 2000s when there was the sniper wackadoodle and his son, where they were randomly shooting at people, and you'd be at a gas station and you had to scurry around because you thought you were going to get shot. It was really creepy times. And this, though, is more than creepy as far as the distance of how long this went on for year after year after year to finally catch him is a huge, huge story. And a sense of real relief, I think, has washed over the people in Phoenix, Arizona, because that's more than disconcerting. When it would just happen, all of a sudden it would pop up, there would be the story about the killer again. He got somebody else, the same MO. It had to be. It has to be. That's what it is, right? Also making news, Sally Yates. The former acting attorney general, Sally Yates, testified that she warned the Trump administration that former national security advisor, bad boy Michael Flynn, might have been compromised by Russia more than 2 weeks before he was finally fired in February. In the meantime, and all eyes were on Yates as she was on the Hill. In the meantime, there is a judge mulling over the president's travel ban. A challenge to Trump's revised travel ban is hinging on whether a federal appeals court can agree that the Republicans' past anti-Muslim statements can be used against him. And that can be a big leap. You know, statements admissible, not admissible, in a court of law. Yeah. And then this, the Kushner companies apologized for mentioning White House advisor Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, in a pitch to prospective investors in China over the weekend. The presentation highlighted a visa for investors at in U.S. job-creating programs. Oops! They're just finding their way around, because this keeps happening. This keeps happening, and that's not good. So all they can do is apologize. What are you going to do? You've got to apologize, right? Let's move on to something else. Sneakers that cost $1,425, I ask you. Anybody have a spare $1,425? I think if I was worth millions, which I'm not, I would not spend that much on a shoe. You couldn't convince me. But they are luxury kicks. Yeah. They're called Mason Margiela's Future Destroyed High Top Sneakers. They're leather sneakers made from the Kanye West and Katy Perry approved fashion label, distressed and deconstructed. That's what the design is called, distressed and deconstructed. Oh, that sounds like me some days. The finished product is this pair of sneakers. Left in the rain, dropped in a sand blaster. I don't know. The sneakers themselves look interesting. They look distressed. They look like someone took some scissors to them. So if you want the distressed scissor-looking shoe, I guarantee, if I showed up somewhere with those shoes, people wouldn't say, whoa, look what she's distressed designer sneakers on. No, they would think I was in serious trouble and go buy me a pair of cheap sneakers somewhere. So I guess it depends on who you hang out with, if they'll actually understand what the sneakers are in the first place. I'm just saying. Crazy, isn't it? We're bouncing back to Washington, and then we're going to take a trip to the majors for just a second. Stay with us here in America Tonight.
Think about... Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust.
the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
John Daly. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, if you just tuned in here on America Tonight, got a shower in champagne. Oh, was he being bad? Did he do something stupid? No, he was celebrating. His first win in 13 years. Yep, he won the Insperity Invitational on the PGA Champions Tour. That's huge. Think of the things that John Daly has done. I've seen him walk down the middle of a fairway with a cigarette. I've seen him pop like a zillion M&Ms into his mouth. And, boy, interesting. The Yankees outlasted the Cubs 5-4, 18-inning marathon game Sunday night. Were you watching? Oh, I invested a little time in that. 18 innings is a long time. Woo, you get tired after 18 innings. And how about this Cavaliers roll-on sweep of the Raptors? Yep. So that's eight straight for LeBron James. He's like MVP dude, isn't he? Yeah, pretty crazy. Tough to stop him. The Warriors did the same. They easily move, roll, surge ahead. I'm trying to think of every cliche I can. Bust a move. to move in a different direction. They swept the Jazz. So their postseason hopes alive and well. And then one last one. I'll dump into this. Anybody out there a fan of the puck and stick? If you are, I love a Game 7. Capitals stayed alive. They forced a Game 7 against the Penguins. Pretty tough. My favorite player plays for the Penguins, and that would be Sidney Crosby. We move from the sport of sports to the sports of politics. You know, it is about health care. It's not the only thing. It is about travel bans. It is about what in the world are our lawmakers doing? It's just the age-old question, right? I've done America Tonight, I realized, for 10 years, and I can hardly believe that. And in the 10 years, if I went back to various points, I know no matter what the subject is, if we were talking about politics that affect you and affect me, we'd be bouncing back and be complaining about some of the people in D.C. And you know the answer to that is run. Get involved in local politics. Support people you know and like. Listen to what they're saying. Do they do a deep dive on the issues? Do they really know what's going on? Are they reading the report as if it were a quick glance at a newspaper? That's what I think of. When I think of D.C., I think how many of these Congress people and senators are taking a deeper dive into the issues? Frankly, they do. They affect us. I believe that we are and should be a nation of laws, but I believe we should not have laws that strangle us to where we can barely breathe. I am about states' rights. I think of Tom Jefferson, and I do think we need a federal government. I do think we need some help from the federal government. But there doesn't seem to be too much give and take, and that's part of the problem. Part of the problem. So, we'll see what happens with this judge and the travel ban. We'll see what happens with the senators. What moderate Republican senators what would want to happen in the repeal of Obamacare? What specifically do they want? And, you know, it has to do with pools of people and health and unhealthy. And then, of course, the Affordable Care Act allows states to expand Medicaid coverage to more people. 31 states and D.C. have done it. So if you go back to early March, Senators Rob Portman from Ohio, Cory Gardner from Colorado, to name a few, Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, sent a letter to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Remember that? They objected to the Medicaid cuts in the House bill, saying they're not going to support a plan that doesn't include stability for Medicaid expansion populations, which will explode, or flexibility for states. So where will Medicaid be headed? Hopefully, and hope is a strategy sometimes, hopefully in the right direction. Moderates will insist, I'm sure, on making sure language is removed from the House bill that would forbid the bill's tax credits from being used to purchase coverage on insurance plans that cover procedures like abortions. And that could be a problem for conservatives, certainly, especially if the revised bill is going to have any chance at passing the House again. Of course, it would not pass the House. So this is the tossing back and forth that goes on in Congress. And you can't have one without the other. So eventually you have to get the votes. And if you don't, then you're stuck. You're stuck wondering, what do I do next? Where do I go next with this? By the way, more than one third of us oppose the Republican health care bill. That's right. And not all Democrats. So see, that's why I'm saying the moderates, it gets pretty interesting. I'm for good health care for everybody. Is that naive? Is that like being like a unicorn? I've said this before. Where there's a will, there's a way. There's never 100%, but can't we get close to that number? Can't we do it? I wish. I don't think so. I don't think in my lifetime we're going to see that. I'm usually optimistic, not on this. About a third of Americans, like I said, the voters, opposed to the new Republican legislation aimed at repealing and replacing, oh yeah, Obamacare. 44% oppose the new legislation, 31% favor the Republican plan. A quarter, of course, unsure. So the House narrowly passes the American Health Care Act, which is definitely aimed to repeal and replace key provisions of Obamacare. Key provisions. The Senate is currently, right now, well, maybe not right now, they're probably sleeping, but in the morning, they are conducting a working review of the House bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell over the weekend said he does not expect help from Democrats as the upper chamber tries so hard to pass its own version of the legislation. So it's not looking completely bleak, but it's not looking good either. It could go either way. I mean, this is it. It could go either way. By the way, the president took some time today, because this story keeps coming out, to say that the Russian collusion story is just a total hoax. Just ignore it. It's just a total, total hoax. And Trump tweeted Monday evening that Acting Attorney General Sally's testimony before a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee was old news. And referenced James Clapper, you know who he is, the Director of National Intelligence, and his statement that there is no evidence of collusion between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. Trump wrote on Twitter, Sally Yates made the fake media extremely unhappy today. She said nothing but old news. Okay, that was clever. It was clever. He even went so far as to say, look, Director Clapper reiterated what everybody, including fake news media, knows. There is no evidence of collusion with Russia and Trump. Oh, yeah. Mika and Joe got married over the weekend. You know who they are? Morning Joe, I'll give you a hint. Thanks for hanging this hour. Yeah, you did. Here on America Tonight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.